Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechas Erevin Daf Ayin Av. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three points we're going to focus on. Number one, two brises were brought to challenge Rav Nachman's position that an heir, a yorish, may be vatal rishus when he inherits it on Shabbos. Rav Yochanan said that the brises followed by Shammai who say, ain bit the rishus but Shabbos, that bit the rishus may not take place on Shabbos. Whereas Rav Nachman holds like Beis Hillel that it can. Abai explains the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, saying that Beis Shammai holds bit rishus mikne rishusahu, that bit rishus is considered a kinyan, and making a kinyan Shabbos is also, whereas Beis Hillel say that bit rishus is the luka rishus ba'amahu, is a simple abandonment of rights which is mutter to do on Shabbos. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Baal Bais she'ashutav l'shchenav, if a Baal Bais was a partner with his mavui neighbors, lezebiyan lezebiyan, with this one with wine and with that one with wine, ein tzrich l'arav, they do not need to join in an erev, meaning a shita, because the partnership is sufficient. If, however, lezebiyan lezebishemen, he was a partner with this one with wine and with that one with oil, tzrich l'arav, they must join in an erev. Rashi explains that they may not rely on their partnership since the wine and oil are in different containers. Rabbi Shimon says, echod zeh be'echod zeh, ein tzrich l'arav. In either case, they do not need to join in an Arab. Rav Yosef explained that the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon is based on a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabban regarding Truma oil that is floating on top of Truma wine, and a Tful Yom touched the oil but not the wine. The Rabban hold that he has only invalidated the oil, whereas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Shnein Chiburin Zeh L'Zeh, both of them, the oil and the wine, are connected to each other, and therefore they become invalidated. The Tanakhama holds like the Rabbanan, that oil and wine are two separate entities, and Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who views the wine and oil as a single entity. And point number three, a third opinion is introduced in a brisa which states, Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai said, Echad zeh ve'echad zeh tzrich l'arav. In both cases in our Mishnah, they must join in an erev, meaning a shita. Rabbi explains that if each person poured his jug into the same barrel, Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai agrees with the Rabbanan that it is a valid erev. He disagrees, though, in a case where they purchased a barrel of wine in partnership. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai holds ein breira, that there is no retroactive determination of specific ownership, and therefore the erev is invalid, whereas the Rabban hold yesh breira, that there is a retroactive determination of specific ownership, and the shittav is valid. The Ritva explains that the barrel of wine is viewed as if it had been divided into individually owned jugs after the purchase, and then poured back into the vessel. So once again, the three points are, number one, two braces were brought to challenge Rav Nachman's position that a yorish may be mevatel rishus when he inherits it on Shabbos. Rav Yochanan said that the braises follow Beis Shammai who say, ein bit rishus b'Shabbos, that bit rishus may not take place on Shabbos, whereas Rav Nachman holds, like Beis Hillel, that it can. Abai explains the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, saying that Beis Shammai holds bit rishus mikne rishusahu, that bit rishus is considered a kinyan, and making a kinyan on Shabbos is asur. Whereas Beis Hillel says that bit rishus is the rishus ba'amahu, it's a simple abandonment of rights, which is mutter to do on Shabbos. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Baal Bais she'ashutav l'shchinav. If a Baal Bais was a partner with his Mavui neighbors, lezebiyan lezebiyan, with this one with wine and with that one with wine, ein tzrich l'arav, they do not need to join in an erev, ayeshitav, because the partnership is sufficient. If, however, lezebiyan lezebishemen, he was a partner with this one with wine and with that one with oil, tzrich l'arav, they must join in an erev. Rashi explains that they may not rely on their partnership since the wine and oil are in different containers. Rabbi Shimon says, Echod zeh ve'echod zeh, ein tzrich l'arav. In either case, they do not need to join in an erev. Rav Yosef explained that the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon is based on the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan regarding Truma oil that is floating on top of Truma wine, and the Tful Yom touched the oil but not the wine. The Rabbanan hold that he's only invalidated the oil, whereas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Shnein Chiburin zeh l'zeh, both of them, the oil and the wine, are connected to each other, and therefore they both become invalidated. The Tanakhama holds like the Rabban that oil and wine are two separate entities, and Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who views the wine and oil as a single entity. And point number three, a third opinion is introduced in a brisa which states, Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai said, Echod zeh ve'echod zeh tzrich l'arav. In both cases in our Mishnah, they must join in an erev, meaning a shittav. Rabbi explains that if each person poured his jug into the same barrel, Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai agrees with the Rabban that it is a valid erev. He disagrees, though, in a case where they purchased a barrel of wine in partnership. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai holds ein breira, that there is no retroactive determination of specific ownership, and therefore the erev is invalid, whereas the Rabban hold yesh breira, that there is a retroactive determination of specific ownership, and the shittav is valid. The Ritva explains that the barrel of wine is viewed as if it had been divided into individually owned jugs after the purchase, and then poured back into the vessel. All right, so now we go to our Siman for Daf Ayin Aleph, and this Siman comes to us by way of Sammy Rubin from London, who suggested a donkey going ee-aw, ee-aw. So here goes. The demoralized donkey driver, after learning that Bithel Rosh Hashanah may not take place on Shabbos because it's a form of kinyan, was informed his partnership with his neighbors using oil and wine didn't work as a shittuf, and the barrel of wine they had purchased together couldn't be used either. Once again, in slow motion. The demoralized donkey driver, that must be run duff, I know of. The demoralized donkey driver, after learning that Bithel Rosh Hashanah may not take place on Shabbos because it's a form of kinyan, which reminds us of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether Bithel Rosh Hashanah can work on Shabbos. And Abai's explanation of the Machlokes is saying that Beis Shammai holds that it does not because it's a form of kinyan which cannot be done on Shabbos. And Beis Hillel holds that it does because he holds it's only a form of abandoning one's rights, which can be done on Shabbos. So the demoralized donkey driver, after learning that Bithel Rosh Hashanah may not take place on Shabbos because it's a form of kinyan, was informed his partnership with his neighbors using oil and wine didn't work as a shittuf, which reminds us of the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon whether one who makes a partnership with one neighbor with wine and with another neighbor with oil needs to make a shittuf or not. And Rabbi Yosef's explanation that the machlokes is based on the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabban regarding a tefillah yom touching truma oil floating on truma wine. So the demoralized donkey driver, after learning that Bithel Rosh Hashanah may not take place on Shabbos because it's a form of kinyan, was informed his partnership with his neighbors using oil and wine didn't work as a shittuf, and the barrel of wine they had purchased together couldn't be used either. Which reminds the Rebbe Lezer ben Tadai says that when neighbors purchase wine together, they still need to make a shittuf because he holds a brera, whereas the Rabbanan say they do not because they hold yesh brera. So once again, the demoralized donkey driver, after learning that Bithel Rosh Hashanah may not take place on Shabbos because it's a form of kinyan, was informed his partnership with his neighbors using oil and wine didn't work as a shittuf, and the barrel of wine they had purchased together couldn't be used either. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.